Hi, everyone. I'm going to talk about an article I read on the internet. It's called 7 Strategies to Help Gifted Autistic Students Succeed in College. And I'm not going through the whole article I read, but if you want to read it, it's by Joseph, and I'm going to spell his last name, Mad, M-A-D-A-U-S, Mattis. And he wrote a pretty good article, and I thought maybe you'd like to read that. But I'm going to go through some of the things he said, but I'm going to add some other things to it. He gave 7. I'm going to talk about 6 different ones I wrote down. The first one is on identifying both autistic and gifted. So this would be something that we're talking about in high school when they're, or even younger than that, even in grade school. If they are both gifted and autistic, we need to have them diagnosed for one, for both. I'm sorry, not for just one, but for both. Because what happens is they go in and you have them diagnosed for autism, and then they're labeled that, and which is okay, but then they're a lot of times put in a special class, and their needs will not get met if they are also gifted. You want both of them on there. Now, in my experience, when dealing with IEPs, they always go by the first one. So if the first one is listed as autistic, then they may try to just keep them in a different class. And you don't want that. You want them in a regular general ed class. Now, they may need somebody to help them, you know, like a pair or something to get them going and stuff. But eventually, it depends on the student, you know, if they need that support for a long time. If not, you know, you want to pull away from that. You want them independent. But maybe at the beginning, when they're younger, that might be something to consider. But I definitely recommend having both on their IEPs, that they are gifted and autistic. Let me see. What else did I write? Okay. We talked about that. Now, the second thing is they interviewed different parents the kids were already in college. So they did interview different parents. And it's what they found out from the parents is that all of them had at an early age expected them to go to college. They knew from the beginning that they were smart. They were going to college. He wrote in that article that one boy said that the school told him, "Your son's too smart to have a disability." And so the boy thought, never realized that he was autistic too. So, which we know that wasn't right. That school shouldn't have done that. But anyway, so they always took honor classes and they got college credits. And they also did, which is number 3, we talked about extra activities. They always did one or more activities, and sometimes even they were even leaders, it said in the article. It's a good article. I liked it, you know, to expand on the fact that our kids on the spectrum can go to college too. And I've had students in my classroom when I taught at the college here in Florida. And they did well. They didn't have any problem. I taught American Sign Language in college for a few years. And I had a few students that would come in and take it. It was easier for them than maybe learning a language they had to speak. So, but I worked with them and they did fine. The other thing was finding the right college. And that is something that you really need to look at, because there are colleges out there that do cater for kids that are on the spectrum or have other disabilities but are really smart and can get a skill. And it depends on what they want. Now, sometimes they can just go to regular colleges. It doesn't matter. The thing that you may run into is professors that maybe don't want them in the classroom or don't understand. And so that can kind of be difficult. And then in the past, when they're in school, you can ask questions, you know, and find out information. But when they're in college, you can't. The professors are not allowed to give you information about their grades or anything else. That's up to the student to do that, not the professors. And I had a situation, too, where a parent came in and wanted information, and almost like in high school, and I couldn't do it. You know, it was against policy. to do that. So that's something to think about. But, you know, if they're in college and they're adjusting and doing well, I'm sure you can keep that communication open with them. And then find the right support for them. They still may need some support in college. It just depends on how much they've gotten in high school and what they may not need anymore in college. And college can be a little bit different. And also maybe consider something that's not too far away, so that if they do have a bad day or something, you're not too far away, that you can help support them. Or they can live at home at the same time, maybe take one or two classes. You know, there's no rush or anything like that. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, and this wasn't in the article, was even if you don't think they're going to go to college, think of like a trade school or something like that, that they can pick up a trade. But let me tell you, and I talked about this in one of my podcasts about parents. Please don't be the helicopter parent and expect them to do well when they get older and in college, because their self-esteem is probably going to be low and you've tried to fix everything. And you, when they get up into college or even in trade school, they need to learn how to do that for themselves. And so you have to let them learn on their own and, you know, fail and pick themselves back up and try again and do those things and not be there to rescue them all the time, so they can do well in life. And that's what we want. That's what we all want for our children, is that they grow up and do well in life and able to get a job and a home and things like that. And our autistic kids, they can do that too. I had another boy at a private school that I worked at, and he was smart. He knew math very well, became an engineer, and drove a car, and he was very autistic. There was no doubt about it, but he was extremely smart. He was a gifted person and did well. So anyway, if you get a chance, you know, try to find that article. It was a good article. There was a little bit more information. I just kind of highlighted it, and I wanted to add a little bit to it because I think it's important to think of our kids, our future for them. And if you've got a child right now that's, you know, 5, 6, 7, you know, it's not too early to start thinking of those things, because that's where you want to start teaching some independence and be able to have them grow and become self-sufficient, be able to go to college and learn. So I had a boy that I've been working with since last year, June, last summer, and his mom just sent me a video. I wanted to share this. He was able to go to the grocery store with her and not elope, and help push the car and help put groceries in. And it was a big accomplishment. It was really good to watch that video. Now, she chose her battles. You know, the goal was for him to help push the battles. Now he got a lot of the treats that he wanted, but that's for another day. You know, one thing at a time. You know, you can't pick through, okay, I want this, this, and this. She just focused on one thing, that he could stay where he's supposed to, help push the cart and help get the groceries. And that was something he did, you know, push the cart, and she said, get, you know, a loaf of bread, and he got that. And she says, well, get another one. He got that, and he went a very little bit further, and there's potato chips, he calls yellow, and grabbed that, put it in the cart. So he didn't elope at all. He stayed right where he's supposed to. He did really well. We were really proud. And those little goals are what we all look for our kids. It's very exciting when we see it happen. Anyway, I hope you have a blessed day and a blessed weekend, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.